It's Thursday, March 7th, 2024, and I'm Dave Sulp. Four things to know today. Election security intact. No cyber or influence threat detected on Super Tuesday. A law firm targets his IT company and a Cronus in a lawsuit over a ransomware breach. Zapier introduces AI workspace for code-free bot creation called Zapier Central. And senior leaders burdened by software contract negotiations, according to Vertice Research. This is the Business of Tech. Today's episode is supported by CoreView. Your customers need your Microsoft 365 expertise, and CoreView has the only M365 management platform designed for MSPs. Manage hundreds of tenants, automate manual tasks, and monitor compliance, all while intelligently comparing to the baseline. With a no-code control approach, CoreView revolutionizes your Microsoft 365 administration. This powerful platform enables automatic reporting and remediation, ensuring optimal performance and security. The best part? You achieve this high level of service without the need for a large workforce, allowing you to focus on growing your business through efficiency. Want to know more? Visit CoreView.com/MSP and find out more. According to a senior official from the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, no cyber or influence threats were observed during Super Tuesday, providing confidence in the election process. National security officials had previously warned about potential foreign cyber attacks or influence operations leading to the 2024 presidential race. The National Security Agency has shared guidance on implementing a zero-trust framework to limit adversaries' movement on internal networks. The zero-trust security architecture requires strict controls for accessing resources, assuming a threat already exists. The guidance focuses on the network and environment component, emphasizing data flow mapping, macro and micro segmentation, and software-defined networking. The NSA provides maturity levels for each component to enhance visibility, monitoring, and network growth. Implementing a zero-trust environment can help organizations resist and respond to threats effectively. Why do we care? No news is good news and worth reporting. As security professionals know, no incident is the news. I wanted to highlight that NSA guidance too. It seems the NSA would know something about cybersecurity. A prominent Sacramento law firm is suing its IT provider for over $1 million after falling victim to a ransomware attack. The law firm, Mastigny Holstedt, alleges that after hiring the computer firm Lantech LLC for cybersecurity services, they were hit with a cyber attack and forced to pay a ransom to regain access to their data. The lawsuit also names former Lantech owner Terry Berg and backup computer data storage company Acronis Incorporated. The attack is attributed to a Russian-speaking group known as Black Basta, responsible for numerous ransomware attacks. Acronis denies any responsibility for the cyber attack. The lawsuit seeks damages for negligence and breach of contract. A Microsoft AI engineer has raised safety concerns about the company's AI image generator, Copilot Designer, to the Federal Trade Commission. The engineer found that the tool is capable of generating harmful and disturbing images, including demons, sexualized images, and politically sensitive content. Despite repeated warnings, Microsoft has refused to take down the tool. The company claims to address employee concerns, but has not implemented changes to ensure better safeguards. Why do we care? Don't mess with law firms. If you mess up a law firm's security, you should expect they will file a case against you. Note here is that Acronis is named in the suit, too. The case's first hearing is scheduled for November. I'll watch it. This isn't the first, and I'm tracking that Boardman v. Involta one, too. AWS has announced that it's eliminating fees for moving data off its public cloud services. Most customers are already eligible to transfer up to 100 gigabytes per month at no charge, and those that have exceeded that limit can apply for additional fee waivers. The move follows Google Cloud's decision to waive data egress fees and aims to address customer concerns and regulatory actions regarding cloud data egress charges. Zapier has launched Zapier Central, an AI workspace that allows customers to build AI bots using natural language without requiring coding. Users can customize these bots to perform specific tasks and leverage connected apps and services. Zapier Central also includes triggers, trigger phrases, and actions. Microsoft will discontinue the Windows subsystem for Android, which allows Android applications to run from the Amazon App Store on Windows 11 devices. Support for WSA and the Amazon App Store will end on March 5th, 2025. The reason for this decision is not provided, but comes less than 18 months after the launch of WSA. Alternative options are available, such as Google Play Games and Waydroid. MSP Alliance has updated its Cyber Verify compliance program to support MSPs in enhancing their compliance and cybersecurity efforts. The program now includes new tools and resources to improve operational maturity and compliance management. Key features include a Cyber Verify assessment tool, multi-tenant and MSP-managed controls, built-in SaaS and VCIO support, updated framework mappings, ESP tracking and risk management, and white labeling. Why do we care? There are a lot of tactical updates here, and I want to focus on Zapier for a moment. The first inclination made me think that this reduces dependency on IT. Maybe, but instead, it emphasizes the importance of the business analyst's role. Knowing what to ask the workspace for is more important than being able to build it, even if we believe the customer can do it themselves. According to research from Vertice, firms are wasting hundreds of hours per year on managing software contracts, with employees spending more than half of their working year on buying and renewing SaaS products. Senior finance and tech leaders are losing the most time, and the burden of contract management is hitting those in senior positions the hardest. The study highlights the need for businesses to reinvent their software management processes to increase productivity and efficiency. Why do we care? Vendor management is an MSP offering specifically for this reason. It's expensive and difficult to manage contract relationships, and as noted here, it's of high value to decision makers. If you're worried about your infrastructure work going away, it should be replaced or augmented with this one. Hey, software vendors, interested in supporting the show and getting recognized in a simple way? Want to try out podcast recognition, but concerned about the budget? Want to support the community and get credit for it? Want critical link backs to your website? Want access to me for answering your questions? The Business of Tech now has a Patreon supporter option just for you. Sign up at patreon.com/MSPradio and get shout-outs on the live shows, recognition on the Business of Tech website, and access to me for your questions and answers about what's going on in the MSP space for your organization. It's easy to do. Just sign up at patreon.com/MSPradio. Thanks for listening. Today is National Cereal Day, which, yes, can be dinner. Have a question you want answered? Take listener questions. Send them, ideally as a voice memo or video, to question@MSPradio.com. I answer those questions live each week on our Wednesday live show on YouTube and LinkedIn. Next week, 3 p.m. Got a question or a thought? Put it in the comments if you're on YouTube, or reach out on LinkedIn if you're listening to the podcast. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines, posted at businessof.tech. If you like the content, please make sure to hit that like button, follow, or subscribe. It's free and easy and the best way to support the show and help us grow. You can also check out our Patreon, where you can join the Business of Tech community at patreon.com/MSPradio, or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. Finally, if you're interested in advertising on the show, visit MSPradio.com/engage. Once again, thanks for listening to me, and I will talk to you again on our next episode of The Business of Tech.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.